Now the deadline for the state budget is getting closer, and lawmakers are releasing more details on the priorities for education funding. Assembly Republicans held a news conference today to release their education spending plans. That comes after legislative leaders met with Governor Evers to talk about K-12 funding earlier this morning. Sean Johnson is WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
So one of the big questions is, will the state return to its so-called two-thirds funding commitment to public schools? What are we seeing from all parties concerned here?
I'm not sure that we can say we've seen everything from all parties concerned, because we don't know where Senate Republicans are exactly on this. But under the plan released today by Assembly Republicans, according to them, it would bring the state back to picking up two-thirds of the cost of education. That's something that used to be a law in Wisconsin. It hasn't been for some time. And under this budget, and certainly under Governor Evers' budget, the state would hit that two-thirds benchmark.
So give us big picture, Sean. What kind of changes Assembly Republicans are talking about when it comes to school funding?
So big picture, we'll compare it to the governor's budget here. I mean, Governor Evers campaigned on a $1.4 billion increase in school funding. The budget he proposed would increase school funding by about $1.4 billion. The budget Assembly Republicans talked about we didn't see all the details today, but they talked about a $500 million increase in school funding. So, you know, roughly a third of what the governor wanted, or you put it another way, it's $900 million less than what the governor proposed, which is pretty substantial. Big piece of the governor's budget is a $606 million increase in special education funding. Assembly Republicans would increase special ed funding, but not nearly by as much. They're talking about a $50 million increase in special ed funding. So that accounts for a big drop off in their budget compared to the governor's budget in just sheer dollar terms.
Now, this comes after a meeting this morning, I think, between Governor Evers and some of the Republican leadership. What do we know about what went on there?
We don't know much about what went on in the meeting. And, you know, as much as they've kind of gone after each other in public, they've been sort of nice today. In fact, after Republicans released their budget today, you know, Governor Evers wasn't out there saying, I'm going to veto this or this is outrageous or anything like that. I mean, he has certainly issues with this plan, but, they apparently had a cordial conversation this morning and they've agreed to keep it mostly private.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, about education funding plans so far in state budget proposals from the governor and from Assembly Republicans. Sean, state school funding is kind of a tough issue to talk about. Republicans might say Governor Walker increased school funding in his last budget. Democrats would say, but he cut the budget to schools before that. But Republicans would say, but that was balanced out by savings from Act 10. Is there a lot of apples and oranges comparison going on when people point toward what's been happening with school funding?
There is, but I guess you search for the apples, right? You search for areas where you have similar measures. And so if you want to look at this budget that Assembly Republicans are proposing, it's a $500 million increase. They're touting this budget, this education budget, as the largest ever in Wisconsin. And so what they're talking about there is the total budget. So, by that measure, pretty much every budget that doesn't have cuts is the largest ever in Wisconsin. But this budget increase, this $500 million increase, is actually smaller than the final increase that Governor Walker signed into law. So Governor Walker's last budget would have increased state funding for K-12 schools by more than $600 million. This one is short of that.
And Governor Evers is calling for a more substantial increase. Do we know, Sean, about how the different parties are looking to pay for their increases or saying how it would be paid for?
This is something that Assembly Republicans brought up today. They are, not going to have any kind of income or sales tax increase in their budget. They said they've already taken the governor's in the budget committee anyway. They took out the governor's plan to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin, which would free up about $320 million in state funding. They got rid of the governor's plan to scale back a tax credit for manufacturers, and they got rid of the governor's plan to scale back a state capital gains tax exemption. So those two things there, the manufacturer's tax and the capital gains exemption, by not doing those things that that Evers wanted to do, they have about $1 billion less to work with. And then you add in Medicaid, and it's about $1.3 billion or so less to work with. And you start to see why they have less money to work with for schools than the governor did, and it would be very hard for them to hit that, you know, $1.4 billion increase that he did without that kind of revenue.
One issue a lot of people have been following, Sean, is funding for rural districts often facing declining enrollment. They're having a hard time getting teachers in under their current budgets. Do Governor Evers or Assembly Republicans tackle that issue in their budget proposals?
That one they both tackle, and without having seen a summary from the legislature's nonpartisan budget office of what one side would do compared to the other side, because the Assembly GOP plan is sort of in concept right now. They did talk about rural school funding, but I'm not as familiar with that portion of the budget and how it would compare with Governor Evers.
Now, we've seen Assembly Republicans, this is kind of their response to Governor Evers' budget proposal. Have we seen Democrats yet respond to what we heard from Republicans earlier today?
Yeah, I mean, Democrats throughout this budget process have pretty much had the governor's back. I mean, they have been there on the budget committee advocating for whatever Governor Evers proposed, really. And so in this case, they are advocating for the budget he proposed in February that includes that $1.4 billion increase in overall education funding and the $600 million increase in special ed funding.
So, Sean, what happens next now in the budget process, which obviously includes the education issue and all the other stuff, too?
So, in theory, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee is going to vote on the education budget tomorrow. So, at some point, Assembly Republicans and Senate Republicans are getting on the same page, and they're going to, I don't know if this $500 million increase will be the number, but they're going to agree on a number, and they're going to agree on the rest of the budget, and they're going to vote on it, and the process kind of goes from there. But the process is not done there. I mean, it still has to pass the full legislature. Governor Tony Evers still has, you know, veto power if the budget comes to him the way that it normally does in one bill. There's some question about whether that'll happen, but as of right now, that's, you know, probably the plan. And so the process is long. Even if tomorrow the budget committee votes on this stuff, it might not be done.
And the state has a deadline when it has to finish the budget, but the state doesn't shut down, as we've talked about before, Sean. If they don't agree on something, we just ride with the current budget, right?
Yeah, but I think where it really starts to, you start to feel the pressure if you're a legislator is later in the year, school funding deadlines can become more, I guess, severe or more pressing. If they don't pass a budget by June 30th, you know, July 1 hits, the world is pretty much the same as it was. But if you start getting into that school year then, you know, the budget were to drag out into September, October, the last time that happened, schools started, you know, freaking out a little bit because then the decisions that they're making here start to affect local budgets and what they can plan for. So it gets to be more of a headache.
Sean, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Capital Bureau Chief for WPR, with us to talk about where negotiations stand between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers over school funding in the state budget.